Rulers, or do you not prefer?
Oh, you want the rulers? But that's anyway. So I should have learned the lesson and paid the money and just come in early and said no instead of running around like that. But okay.
Also,
I can't seem to have chulukatorim.
Also, take the first deal. It's always the cheapest.
Huh?
The first you do. First price you get, just say yes and take it.
Move on. Yes.
Otherwise, you can spend.
No, and maybe you come back and then have it afterwards. I know. We too soon. That's why those are golden rules, because they're difficult things to achieve. Okay, where are we holding? We spoke about this interesting Fasemes. We saw that in the Balatanya as well. We've seen this everywhere, actually. It's in the Zohar. In fact, we haven't seen anywhere other like this. Is that since Olam Hazeh is the lowest place in the Marechet of worlds, and since the Goyim are the lowest, anyway, human form in this world, that's where Hashem wanted the Torah to go to. But they didn't want it, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and gave it to us, and therefore we need to go into those places where we would have been better off not having to go, but now we have to go there. Hashem will put you into the Gatu. You don't go to Auschwitz volunteer. No one volunteered to go to Auschwitz, but Hashem will put you there. And there you'll bake matzahs, and there you'll put on tefillin, and there you'll mechabit to Hashem and come out with your ministry. Yeah. So don't go to the Hashem sends you, your Rebbe sends you. Where did we learn that klal from? Let's see if anybody remembers where we learned the klal from.
What's the question?
If Hashem sends you, your Rebbe sends you, you go. If not, it's Osen, you won't be Matsir.
The verb is wrong.
Where did we learn that klal?
Ragu.
No. We learned the sugar together. The breakfast here, maybe. No, you potter. Midrash. The Midrash says, when it says in the Pasuk that Eliyahu went on Har HaKarmel with the Nevi Baal, so he said, "This can't carry him anymore." So they took two cows, twins, identical twins, and Eli will remember this for sure. And he took the cows were twins, they're identical twins. I'll prove it to you now. And they, the Pasuk says that Eliyahu said, "You choose first. There's more of you than me. There were 250 of you above. You choose first, and then I'll take whatever you don't choose." The next Pasuk is, and they took the cow that Eliyahu gave them. Even a three-year-old sees the problem. He says, "You choose the cow because there's more of you." The next Pasuk says, and they took the cow that Eliyahu gave them.
He gave them the choice.
He gave them the choice, so why did they have to take the cow that he gave them? Why not just take the cow they chose?
Well,
not a bad question, okay? Not a bad question. So the Midrash says there was a whole vikuach going on here between the cow that they chose and Eliyahu. The cow didn't want to go. 215 of Yabal could not budge this cow. The cow stood his ground and he wouldn't go. Wouldn't go. Eliyahu said to him, "What's your problem?" Today he gets up and he gives it a ganze drosche. It's a midrash for precious. He gives a ganze drosche. He says, "Me and my brother were born in the same womb and we fed in the same field. And we have the same mother and da 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 da. And now he's going to be Mechal Hashem Shemaim and I'm going to be Mechal Hashem Shemaim, but going to the Abal. I'm not going. Not going. Why should I go and desecrate Hashem's name? I'm going to be Abal and the Keshti. They're pulling the boys, not going." Till the Ayah is all talking and he says, "No, you don't understand. But eventually he says, "Fine. I can't argue with you," the cow says, "but I'm not going on my own. If you give me to them, give them to me, but I'm not going on my own." So that's what the Pasuk says. And they took the cow that Eliyahu gave them. They chose the cow wouldn't go. Did the cow really speak? How do you know?
Billum's donkey did.
Huh?
Billum's
Why not?
They will then need to offer the cow then.
Excellent. Very good. The first thing we learned from this is if you have to do something which is not generally the correct thing to do, to go be a korban for the Nevi'ah Baal is not something you want to do and it's not something you should do, the Rebbe sends you, you go. It'll be much clearer. The Rebbe doesn't send you, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. You won't be much clearer. Guaranteed failure. What was going on with the cow? What was going on with Eliyahu's cow, yeah? The para. Let me ask you a question. What's a bigger nace? Fire coming down from Shemayim and taking a par? Or par getting up and giving a dance of Roshi in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael? What would move you more to say, wow? You know, maybe the Nevi'ah Baal, or you know, even the cow knows. He also gets up and gives a dance of Roshi. The whole mamash of Batra, and he gave away with Mabatam, which is a logical Roshi. Okay, but be honest with yourselves, okay? If that's what happened, it should have made more noise about it. We know they've been Bilam's donkey open his mouth. I mean, against the Rampu. Yeah? He's still talking about it today. But the Yahu's cow, nobody even mentioned it. Says the Maharal, Moediki is sod in Torah. Moediki is sod. This answers the question, by the way, how Moshe Rabbeinu could have made a shvua to give his first son to a Baba's Zod. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to marry Tzipora. Bilam said, on pleasure, on condition that you make a shvur that you give your first son to a brother Zohar. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no problem. I swear on the holy that I will give my first son to a brother Zohar. Yeah? It's fine, everybody okay with that? Says the Maharal, Moedikil Sok. This pa never spoke. Cows don't speak. But your actions speak. This cow wouldn't go. They chose the cow. The cow wouldn't go. Why wouldn't it go? Use your cycle. Because me and my mother, me and my brother in the same womb and we fit in the same field and he's going up to, and I'm. And then they see Eliyahu speaking to the cow. Not speaking to him, but going up to him and giving him to the Baal. Chazal say things that people say, but they don't really say it. But from the actions, you can interpret what they said. No, but I'm wrong. That was a once-off miracle. That was a once-off miracle that the donkey spoke, and you need the pastor to tell you that's what happened. Because otherwise, no, donkeys don't speak. They lomadab. And cows don't speak either. Once in the history of the human race, Bilam's donkey spoke, and the Torah tells you that. But nowhere in the pasuk does it say that the cow spoke. It says he didn't go. No, it doesn't even say he didn't go. It says he took the midrash, there's a drosha. The Ramban says this cow. Moshe Rabbeinu never made a shvur. He never made a shvur. But if you're willing to stay with Yisroi, you run the risk of your son becoming a Baal Avodah Zarah. It says, if you made a shvur, your rots on to do something can amount to a shvur when it's Moshe Rabbeinu's rots on. He never got up and made a shvur. But you're willing to stay with Yisrael, you take the risk that your child could become a Baal Avodah Zarah. And you know what happened? No child of Moshe Rabbeinu's became a Baal Avodah Zarah. But he had a grandson who became a Baal Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk mentions it for Remez.
Who was his grandson?
His grandson was, what was his name? Yonason ben Gershon ben Menashe. And the nun is a nun tlui. You take out the nun, it says Moshe. The pasuk, with respect to Moshe, didn't mention Moshe. He was one of the I can't remember whose Avodah Zarah it was. Yeah, it's one of the kings or whatever. Moshe never made a shvur. But your willingness, the same as the power, I can't even make a speech either. But your actions speak louder than words. Your willingness to live with Israel says you run the risk of your son becoming a brother of Avodah Zarah, and you are willing to do that, you take the responsibility. That Chazal used the notion, sure. That's who we learn that cloud from. Your actions speak louder than your words. Sometimes you don't have to say something to say something. Okay. Let's see how these low things get elevated. We've spoken about that a lot. You want to go down into the depths of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misaiva, Dira B'Tachtonim, you want the Shechina to go all the way down to the bottom, and Klal Yisrael's job is ultimately to elevate that lowliness into Kedusha. Let's see how far this goes. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shammai, we found Hashem very busy. He was busy tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. What are you doing? There's a man that is going to live in the future, at the end of many generations. Shosid literally shall call kites the kites tilim chelolo. He's going to darshan from every one of these kites. You see what they are now. Mountains of Allah. And his name's Akiva ben Yosef. We call him Rabbi Akiva. There's a yesod in this shtickle Gemara that we're going to learn now, which should change your life. If not, see me afterward. How to use it to change your life. This doesn't open up your eyes, nothing more. I'm on the phone of Rabbi Shalita Mahari Lee. The text has a sefer called As the Dawn Greets the Darkness, or The Darkness Greets the Dawn, something like that. Where this yesod, this principle that we're going to extract here, he said he used to answer the 20 questions. He told his Rabbi Ramesh Shapiro, taught him this cloud, that he had about 20 kashas that he was able to answer with this yesod. Ramesh said there's more than 200 kashas that he used this principle to answer kashas. This touches on every aspect of your life. Nifla v'noira. Let's learn it slowly, relate. Let's see if we can understand. If you understand this, you understand most of what you need to understand. Then you just have to go and apply it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, show me him. I'm very interested to see this. Akiva ben Yosef. If you watch every word, just critical. Go back. Go back. Holoch v'yoshev v'soif shmoine shurois. When he went down into the shear, Rabbi Akiva was giving shear. Hashem said to Moshe, go sit at the back. He went to the back of 8 rows. They used to sit according to their abilities. They used to sit, the Rebbe stood or sat up front, and they stood or sat in rows, and the better guys sat in the front. So they were sure you went further back. Yeah. So Hashem says to Moshe, chozel acharecha, holoch v'yoshev v'sof shmone shuroitz. He went and sat at the end of 8 rows. V'lei yodayin ma'ein oimrim. He didn't have a clue. Sometimes going to share, and the Rebbe's talking. I'm going to have a clue what he's talking about. We'll experience that on a regular basis. I don't know what the guy's talking about. He knows what he's talking about. There might be other people in the room know what he's talking about, but you haven't got a clue. You're missing something. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu felt. He went to listen to a share, and he felt happy. So what happens when you do that? When you go to share, you don't understand what's going on. Tasha's koichle. He was completely, Moshe Rabbeinu was battered, he was shattered. He had a good Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. He learned in the best yeshiva in the world. Yeah, he had a very good Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he learned in the yeshiva Shel Ma'ala. And yeah, Rebbe Akiva is giving shir, and Moshe Rabbeinu will clear what he's doing. Kimin shir yeladava echad, amru lo talmid of Rebbe minayin lecho. He got a certain thing, one of the talmidim said, excuse me, what's your story? Where did you get that from? That we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's halacha l'Moshe Mishinai. There's Moshe Rabbeinu who taught this halacha. You got to see what they're talking about. Nisyav Shadaitis. Moshe Rabbeinu was relieved. He was from being tashis koichoi, from being completely weakened. He was now restored. He was feeling fine again. So we have to understand what happened here. You have somebody like Rabbi Akiva, you're giving the Torah through me? That's a good question, huh? He's giving Shia, I don't understand the Shia. Give him the Torah, what do you need me for? Moshe Rabbeinu was a big honor. Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said to him a very interesting Torah, which is where most of the Rebbe's in Cheder get their Masorah for this Torah. Stop! Keep quiet. Kach ale v'machshava lefonach. I'm doing it because that's what I decided to do, and you've got nothing to say to people. Moshe Rabbeinu asked a good question. What's Hashem's Torah? Stop! Keep quiet. That's the answer. That's what I had a whim, and that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna find a bunch of shreya maritani to rosa verani schoro. You show me his favor, show me what his reward is. I want to see this guy. Where's this guy headed? I'm a law chazala chorecho. Go back again. Eventually, you'll be out the room if you can't go back. Chazala choro, rosa shaitlin basora bamakainu. She said, watch the reward I'm giving him. What did he see? He saw the video of Rabbi Akiva's last moments where the Romans were busy scraping his flesh with cones, iron cones. A good reward, no? Worthwhile. So obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was a bit shocked. I'm going to put it for him. Is that trailer? Is that schorah? It's a good question. That's his trailer. That's his reward. Something doesn't stem yet, correct? What Moshe Rabbeinu, what's Hashem's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu? Stop! Stop! Kach olav v'machshava l'fona. That's what I'm saying. Baruch, you're having a good day. You're learning well. Come, let's rip the flesh off your mouth. What? That's what I felt like. No reason to keep quiet. Let's explain.
When did this conversation take place?
The horror brings it down. It doesn't give the date.
I mean, while he was alive?
Who?
Which would have been after he died.
You know, while he was alive. I guess so, yeah. Okay, let's ask a few questions. We're not going to ask all of them, but at least the ones that are relevant to our subject. We should get everybody here to go to come and listen to this tomorrow. First of all, Ma'akavana b'shayla mima akaval yotcha. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying these crowns onto the letters, he asked him, "My ma'akev al yotcha." Sorry, "Mi ma'akev al yotcha." When Madu shayne zumi sairis the meicha chaufde, Shemosh Rabbeinu royes HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyshe ketarim loisus. What's this question got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying crowns onto the Sefer Torah? There seems to be no relevance to what he's asking. Second, my Indian are katorim la oisis v'lama hem rozim. What are these crowns that go onto the letters, and what is their meaning? What do they hint to? Third of all, madua rak Rabbi Akiva huzeh shedayrish espins some kitzayi says v'lo Moshe Rabbeinu. Why could Rabbi Akiva darshan these and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how to darshan these katorim. Only Rabbi Akiva. Well, why did Moshe Rabbeinu lack something lacking in his chinuch? Why couldn't he understand these things? Davka Rabbi Akiva. Why not somebody else? Let Yeshua do it. No? What about from Shimon Bar Yochai? I don't know it. Why Davka Rabbi Akiva? But do Moshe Rabbeinu tzarich lachzo lacholov bishvil reisiz Rabbi Akiva? What's this chozo lacholov? You want to see Rabbi Akiva? Go back. Sorry, I'm too close to the screen. You have to go back. Well, I've got other questions which he's not going to deal with. Why Shmona Shirot? What's eight rows? Why not seven? Why not eight? Every word you're spreading. We haven't asked how come Moshe Rabbeinu had Chalisha Sadas and then he felt better again when he said it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You didn't understand what Rabbi Kiva was saying. It's only ever it's your Torah. You should be more upset because you've forgotten your Torah. If what they say is what you taught and you don't remember that, you're in a worse position. How did that restore his soul? Chaval, chaval, chaval. Anyway, anyone needs to go to the
let's go.
You're excused. Look, we've learned this before. Yeah. Sorry, we've done this before. When we vibe the Kedushas Navy, Kach, the Katori Malayim says, Merozim lechashivas biyokrus. A crown always refers to something very precious and very expensive. The crown is never something dirty and cheap. Chashivas biyokrus, ainu musogim rakashi kashala sigas adobra. Real preciousness, real wealth, you only achieve, and it's hard to achieve. It comes from difficulties. If it's very easy to get, you need one of these paper cups and the law is actually very kosher. And it's hard to get, it's difficult, it's expensive, then it has chashivas. Something that's easy to attain doesn't have chashivas. Katarim Yisrael Shemozim al Eilu at Sichim lo Omo Basichlom Harbe al Manas Lasik is Divrei Torah. Katarim is a remez to those that need to toil very hard with their minds in order to understand what the letters are telling you. There's crowns on these letters. The letters are very precious. There's a crown on somebody's head, you understand? Mod Chashuv. If there's a crown on the letter, those letters are Mod Chashuv. You're going to have to toil to extract their meaning because they've got crowns. They're precious. They're not things that come easy. You have to work very hard. Vezel Shaina, this is the Kedushas Levi. Haketa Moirel Chashuv Sa'inian Anistarev. The crown refers to the hidden chashivas that is in the thing. When you attain that chashivas, when you go in and you work hard and you find what's lurking in there, that arouses the chashivas of the thing. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was on a very, very big level, on a very high level. He traipsed around Hashem's world like you walk around your bar. He was very familiar with the higher world, everything. Everything was easy for him. He had everything in his fingertips. He was a Navi. The Gemara says, Yerushalayim and Moshe Rabbeinu is a very light man. Yerushalayim is an awful kach kashe. When you talk to Hashem face to face, Yerushalayim comes easy to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, Because then avoiding the Ketorim, that's something that's hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu Avar Shalom Ayu Poshet Lo, La'avino. Moshe Rabbeinu understood it easily. Never a problem learning Torah, understanding Torah. So to go in there and toil to attain the Ketorim, he didn't have to do that. He just got it easy, so he never attained the Ketorim. V'lo Ayu Etzloi Bebechines Keter. Moshe Rabbeinu, the toil and work that goes into the masik and the toil that comes from the remnants of the Keter, he never had. It just came easy to him. He was a Navi who saw everything crystal clear. There's something that's holding you back, Kodesh Baruch Hu, from understanding what's going on in your own Torah, that you need Ketorim. Well, Zeh Hashiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam Echad, Yeshli, Besof, Kamed, Beres, Muri, Bekiva. Shemitchilosa, Kol Chayim, Haruchim, Oilim, Lo, Vokol Shirav. Who's Rabbi Akiva? Somebody whose life was difficult from the beginning. Uyam Aret, Ben Gairi. Adin Avim Shonalo Lama Toyra, the son of Talmud Chachomim, was the biggest son of Talmud Chachomim there was. He was a Ben Gairim, he was an Amaret. Esim Ba'ab Shonim Ulomad Talmini Mamakim Yeshiva Mufaris, Boesim Ba'ab Elef Kamini Bakomi Toych Imi, Vedochak Noyim Asom Kulamais. He worked and sweated blood to build the Yeshiva and to raise and to develop 24,000 Talmidim. Not easy to run a Yeshiva 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died. These difficulties gave birth to the Ketorim that are on the Torah. What is it? Coats for coats? Bokel keter for keter. No? It says it's going to be, Rikimi's going to dash and I'll call coats for coats. What is it? Coats. They're not coats. Coats is a thorn. What is the coat? That's why my coats in a kushiva, a helem, a shibadova, a coat silon, memir. It's a coat, it's a thorn. That means Rabbi Akiva was dash and Makulais is tilipilolocha. Why? Because they were thorn. With each suffering, with each pain, he was able to extract more Torah and more insights. Claim a dafka kushiva yusurim. Dafka the difficulty in the yusurim. Haim shigilu is kitre oisos. Moshe Rabbeinu einu masig dal gezu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get that level. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. And Chacham odef mi Navi. Chacham is better than a Navi. Because a Navi gets from a Kodesh Baruch Hu what he needs. He has to prepare himself for the Nevuah. That's hard work. I'm not saying not. But the Etzem Torah he gets comes via Nevuah. You don't have to toil for them. The Chacham has to dig and dig and dig and extract the Torah with his own clay. He doesn't get his book. Chacham odef mi Navi. Kleima, Dafka Kushi Misuri Mamshigilas Kitra Lysis Moshe Rabbeinu Enu Masik Dagazu Kibin Sha'ein Lo Kashim. He didn't have any difficulties. Moshe Rabbeinu writes in a Dart La Hasig as a Katorim with Sarik Laredet Miba Dragosa. Moshe Rabbeinu, you understand the Katorim? Shuv Me'acholom, go back. Lower yourself into the gutter where everybody else is working and sweating, and then you'll be able to understand the Katorim. Without that, you'll never understand the Katorim in the Torah. You're a Navi, you understand everything, you have Aspaklaria, Meira, everything's clear to you. Gevaldi, but the Katorim you'll never understand. The Kreitzim you'll never understand. There you have to stop being a Navi, you have to shev macharocha, you have to become somebody like a Rabbi Akiva whose entire life was one day of suffering more than the next. And then you'll be able to darshan, we call Kreitzim, Tili, Tili, Shalala. That's the Hagdoma. That's the Shem. And what do we need Moshe Rabbeinu for then? Just go straight to Rabbi Akiva. Why do you need Nevuah and then Chochma? Just go straight to give the angels cases like they're doing their job on day one, and we'll just go straight into Talmud Bavli. Who needs the whole period of Nevuah first? Who needs the Halacha Moshe Sinai? Rabbi Akiva says, without the Halacha Moshe Sinai, I couldn't have learned this. But why? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand you. You can't learn without Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on here? Okay. That we'll Metz Hashem discuss next week. This is just a Hakdama. Take good care, Rabbi Yisrael.